Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. We're glad to have you. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover just about everything. As you know, this is just a show. So if you want personalized advice outside of this show, reach out to my team and we'd be more than happy to talk with you one-on-one. You can go to redrockretirementradio.com to request more from my team. You can also catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or join us at one of our live events, which we have all across the state of Utah. You just need to go to our website again, redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my co-host, Colby Chetwin. Thanks for being here, Colby.
Hey, Colin, glad to be here.
If you want to submit some more questions, you can always email them to us at questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's dive in.
Hey, Colin, how do we make sure our retirement plan can adjust if life doesn't go the way we expect?
I had a client, I was working with him, not his wife at this point. We had put together a great plan, a great strategy. We were pushing off Social Security because it didn't make sense to take it at 62. I'd been working with him for a few years, and I get a call from his phone number, and I talked to him. We had a really strong relationship. I was talking with him like twice a week, honestly. So I was in an appointment. I got a phone call. I didn't have time to answer it. So I called back. I was like, hey, how's it going? And I won't share his name here, but the person who answered was like, hey, this is not, I'm going to use Jeff as the name. This is not Jeff. This is his son. I was like, oh, okay. Jeff passed away today. What? He's like 63. No, come on. It's like, yeah, he was working out in the garage and he had a heart attack and passed away. This happens, but I don't know. I just talked to him a couple of days before and then he was just gone. He was just gone. So I went over, I had a small relationship with his wife and she was in her mid 50s and I started chatting with her. I took him flowers. We spent a little bit of time just talking about him and just being there, right? Being there for her. After a few weeks, we were able to sit down and what we had to do is we had to take this plan that we had set up for Jeff and we had to adjust it because what I know about him is he wanted to make sure that his wife was taken care of, whether he was here on earth or not. So we had to pivot is what I'm trying to say here. We had to adjust because life doesn't go the way we expect it to. Do you really think she thought she would be a widow in her mid-50s? They're also taking care and raising their granddaughter at the same time. Life doesn't go the way we want it to. If my plan can't pivot and adjust according to how life dictates it should, I don't have a good plan. We need to account for these adjustments, especially those first few years in retirement or leading up to retirement. Those are the years that you're going to have some of the biggest swings, adjustments. And if we put all your eggs into the wrong baskets and they're not adjustable and amendable, we've done it wrong. I've done you wrong. I have failed you. I have put you into a bad spot. And each of our plans should really account for just about everything we can possibly think of. Right. So a good plan should account for what ifs. I share this a lot. This is really important, though. A good plan should say, what if taxes are higher than expected? What if inflation's higher than expected? What if one of us does pass away early? What do we do? Because when that happens, we go from the best tax status to the worst. We go married filing jointly to single. And our taxes typically jump pretty high. For most people, you know, they're sitting in that 12% tax bracket. It feels really good. And then the next tax bracket right above that, 22. So now you pay more taxes, even though your life didn't change that much. I mean, it does change a lot when someone passes away. But the other thing is your expenses typically don't adjust that much either. Most people think, oh, well, when my spouse passes away, I'm only going to spend 50% of what I'm spending now. Well, no, that's not true. You may drop down to 70, 60%, but some of those expenses are fixed and we can't adjust them. And so, yeah, maybe we drop down to 60% of what we're spending with them coming around, but then our tax bracket goes up, so we're spending more taxes. So we're spending probably somewhere between 80 to 85% of what we're spending when they are around. We've got to solve for that 80 to 85% of my income that needs to stick around, not 50%. So when they pass away, their Social Security goes away, the bigger the two sticks around. Maybe they had a pension that they didn't take the spousal plan on, or maybe only a 50% sticks around when they pass away. Okay, that solves for some of it, but we need to fill the gap to get you back up. So maybe that covers 45% of your plan, so we need to still come up with 25 to 35% more. So what ifs? What if I need long-term care? What if, you know, healthcare is more expensive and I do have a big major medical emergency? What if the markets are volatile and we don't get as good of returns as we expected, and so we can't keep up with inflation because the markets are down and inflation's high and interest rates suck? What do we do when a curveball is thrown our way? Do we know how to hit that ball? Because you got to hit it differently. You can't do what you were doing before if you have a curveball. We've got to look at this plan. It's a living, breathing document that should pivot and adjust. If my spouse passes away, we've got a strategy. All right, we got a spousal plan. Done. We know exactly what we're doing. We can pivot and adjust. We've already accounted for that on the beginning point of our conversations. Oh, well, taxes are bad and markets are crappy right now. Oh, well, we planned for this kind of scenario. So we just use this strategy instead of this. We pivot just a little bit. We use this part of the plan, is how I should put it, instead of this part of the plan, because that's what we accounted for. We build in contingencies into the plan. And the key with a good plan is not just the plan, not the written plan alone. I think that's really important. So let me put it this way. If you're going to be doing this on your own, you at least need a written plan. I think you should go one step further and you should have a written plan and a professional doing this all day, every day for you, who specifically works in retirement planning, knows the biggest risks the retiree will face, and can help you implement the plan, pivot in the plan. Because it's one thing to have a written strategy. It's another thing to implement a written strategy and keep consistent and keep going down that path, especially when you want to go travel and you want to be gone on a cruise for a month. Who's going to implement that plan while you're gone? Not you. I don't want to be looking at the computer screen picking stocks when I'm on the cruise. Come on. When I'm with my grandkids, I don't want to be worried about my finances when I'm having fun with family. That's what a good financial advisor should be able to do for you. Not all financial advisors are created equal, though. Not all retirement plans are created equal either. I've worked with many people who have advisors who work at big box firms. They can do really good. In fact, I think a lot of big box firms, if you get the right advisor there, they can do really good in the accumulation phase of retirement. You know what I don't think they're as good at? I don't think they're as good at the retirement planning, the distribution phase. I don't think they do as good a job on that. Because a lot of these big firms, they have a lot of compliance they have to get through, hoops to jump through, certain products that those advisors might have to sell above and beyond better products that do the exact same thing but can be more efficient because they have to write what that firm's telling them to do. Well, you want somebody, an advisor who doesn't have any restrictions on what they can and can't use. You want an independent advisor. You don't want someone stuck to one of the big places that have to sell their products. Because that's an important thing. Like I'm talking about this like so casually, but it's really important to know. Like, not all advisors do the same thing. Not all advisors specifically focus on the right things or the things you need at that moment. And so the guy who got you from your 20s through to your 60s probably isn't the same guy who's going to get you from 60 to 95, 100, however long you're going to live for, end of life. The strategy is different. It is far more complex. I'm going to say one time, it's complex in the retirement years. It's not the same. Don't do it the same. It won't work. You need to build some flexibility into your retirement strategy through diversification of income streams, dynamic withdrawal rules, contingency planning, spousal planning, making sure that if my spouse has a heart attack in the garage and passes away, that I have someone to go to who's been watching my finances. I can say, hey, what do I do? And they can reassure and say, I've got you. I'm going to deal with this, the financial side. You go spend time with your family, mourn with your family, celebrate life. We got you on the financial side. We got you.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or repo, present and express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity offering or issuer. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it's properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.